A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to his Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist, then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, you are not going to wash my feet." Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For Jesus knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be seated. This night is a night of supreme importance. Do you realize that 25% of the Gospel of John is dedicated to this night? This is the night that everything seems to hinge. All of history makes a shift, a turn on this night. Cheryl read that beautiful reading from Exodus, which talks about the beginning, the institution of the Passover. Now, we all know that Jesus died as a sacrifice for us, as an atoning sacrifice for us. But Christ chose to give himself up not on the Day of Atonement, which happens in the fall, but on the Feast of Passover. Because in Christ's sacrifice, it's not just that our sins are atoned for and that we stand forgiven before God, but in the Passover is the sacrament, the Passover is the feast of freedom. We are brought into freedom through the sacrifice of Christ. And so he institutes this feast as his Pasch, his Passover, in which he will bring us out of slavery, out of bondage to sin and to death, and bring us to the freedom, to the joy of the promised land, his life in the kingdom of God. And in this night, Jesus wants to impart to his disciples the most important teachings they will receive from their entire 3 years of spending life with him. Now, the teachings of this night are contained in John's chapter 14, 15, 16, 17. Four chapters are devoted to what Jesus imparts to the disciples on this night. It begins with, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me." He is preparing the disciples who have spent 3 years with him, learning from him, to spend 3 days without him. He knows the struggle that they are going to face, the fear, the anxiety, the belief that everything has come crushing down. You've had those, probably had those times in your life when you feel like everything has gone wrong, everything has crushed down on me, and you begin to doubt and to worry, is God even there? Or if he's there, does he even care at what I'm going through? That's exactly what he knew was going to happen to the disciples in just a few hours. Now, if it were your last night on the face of the earth, what would you want to do? Most of us, I think, would probably want to spend a night with our family and friends, reminiscing, talking, sharing, imparting. You would want to impart your last words, the things that you know were the most important for your family and friends to remember you by. And that's just what Jesus does. He gathers his friends together, and he teaches them what they need to know to move his kingdom forward. It now becomes to the 12 to establish the kingdom of God. This is the purpose Jesus came, was to establish his kingdom, to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. And you know what the kingdom of God is? Jesus came to bring together from every race, every tribe, every language, every nation, bring all people together into one family. When you read Jesus' impartation to the disciples on this night, you see that what he's talking about is bringing all humanity together into unity. He prays for the disciples on this night that they would be one as he and the Father are one, that all humanity would come together into unity in his kingdom. There is the earliest Eucharistic prayer that we have is in a book called the Didache, which is Greek for teaching. And what it is, it's called the Teaching of the 12 Apostles. So either late in the life of the apostles or shortly following their death, the church in Jerusalem put together this teaching, this little book called the Teaching of the 12 Apostles. Sometimes it's referred to as the first catechism of the church. It was actually several bishops tried to get it included in the book of sacred scripture. It almost wound up in our New Testament. It was such an important book to the early church. But the bishop said, no, it's not written by the apostles themselves, so we'll put that in a separate category. And because it got separate categoried, most people haven't read it. But in this book, there is the very earliest Eucharistic prayer. Cheryl and I were watching a movie the other night called Full of Grace. And in that movie, which is really, it's a wonderful movie, it's on PureFlix. If you want to catch it, it's on PureFlix. And it's about the Blessed Virgin in her last days. She gathers the apostles together and she imparts some wisdom to them. And then they have a Eucharistic service before she passes. And in that Eucharistic service, he uses the prayer. Simon Peter says the Mass and he uses the prayer from this Didache, from the Teaching of the 12 Apostles. And what's fascinating is it's all about unity. And the prayer goes something like this. As grains of wheat were scattered across the hillsides and all came together to form one loaf, so gather your people from every race and every tribe and every tongue and make them into one in your kingdom. And the blessing over the cup is similar. As grapes were scattered across the vineyard and were all crushed and brought together to form one cup, So gather from every race and tribe and nation those who gather together to be one in your kingdom. It's all about the kingdom of God bringing unity to people. Unfortunately, as history has gone on, so many times the church has stressed division instead of union. But that's not the purpose that Christ gave to the church. Christ imparted to the church the desire for unity. And he taught us how to do it. He taught us how to do it on this night. And he taught us in three ways. First, by example. Second, by word. And third, by sacrament. It begins with an example. And he washes the disciples' feet. There's a little read between the lines thing in the gospel. Maybe you caught it. As he's washing the disciples' feet, John says, not all of you are clean. Which, when you read between the lines, Jesus is washing Judas's feet. He's teaching us the way to unity. And Jesus washes the disciples' feet, even the feet of Judas. And then he imparts the teaching through his word. And that's what I was telling you. Those four chapters of the Gospel of John tell us what Jesus had to say to his disciples about to strive for unity, to be connected to him as a branch is connected to a vine. Apart from the vine, it can do nothing, but connected to the vine, it will bear much fruit. He is teaching us how to live. He is promising the Holy Spirit that will come to be our advocate and guide, who will lead us into truth, so that our message throughout history will be that message of truth and love, of service and forgiveness, and not of division because we're better than somebody else and they don't deserve to be in our presence. If Jesus would wash Judas's feet, who should we turn away? And then finally, he imparts his love by sacrament. This meal of love. This meal in which he begins already a day early to impart his body and blood to his people. Looking towards the Passover, that he will become the Passover lamb. And just as those in ancient Israel ate the flesh of the Passover lamb and sprinkled the blood over the doorway, so we too, for all eternity, would share in the Passover lamb, eating his flesh and taking his blood, so that we would be covered, so that we would be set free, protected from the destruction of the evil one that was about to take place. And in the Old Covenant, they celebrated the Passover every year. But immediately in the New Covenant, the church realizes once a year is not enough. And so from the very beginning, the disciples met daily for the apostles' teaching, for the breaking of bread, for fellowship, and for prayers. They began celebrating the Passover meal every single day. And they used it not just as a sacrament, but also as a charitable outreach, for they would invite all people to come together in their midst to share this meal with them and to become one, because they understood that it was Christ's purpose to bring all people into unity. The church struggled with that, even in the first century. Can they be welcome to the meal? Can all the scoundrels, all those who gathered around the church, can they all be gathered to the meal? And again the church had to say, yes, this is the meal of unity. This is the meal of love. This is the meal of freedom. So that we can come together tonight to share in this holy meal, knowing that tomorrow we will go through this day of silence, day of missing Jesus. But then Sunday's coming. We have the advantage of knowing the end from the beginning, right? So Jesus gave them this meal to hold on to love, to service, to compassion, to forgiveness, and to bring all together as one. The usher set up the chairs, and those who are coming for their have their feet washed, please come forward.